Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Correction. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go back to 2 Corinthians, please. Now skip on down. We read the second verse, 2 Corinthians 10. He's talking about correction. That's obvious in those first two verses. But in verse 6, he says, having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he's Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. And though I should boast somewhat of our authority, which the Lord has given us for what? Building up, edification, and not for your destruction. Can you see he has no desire to come and be harsh with them? That's why he wrote this letter. Right? He's saying, get this straight before I get there. Right? Get this fixed. Get this straight before I get there so we don't even have to talk about it. And you're not just hearing the heart of Paul, you're hearing the heart of God. Right? That's how your father is. Get this straight so you and I don't have to talk about this anymore. Take care of this yourself so that I don't have to deal with it. Because if I have to deal with it, it's going to be rough. Right? But even then, it's because I love you so you don't wind up judged later on. Some things are so serious they have to be dealt with. See, we live in a society that makes a mockery of sin. Do you hear a lot of people talk, even in Christian so-called people? I mean, there's nothing really wrong. Well, there is right and wrong. And there are things that are serious. They're so serious, they must be dealt with.
Yes.
He wrote to them, you know, they had, you remember in this church, they had a man that had taken his father's wife and was living with her. I guess it was a stepmom, and here they're living together. And the people in the church were apparently acting like, well, we're under grace. And you know, the flesh don't matter that much anyhow. And man, I mean, he jacked them up. You know what I mean by that? I mean, he said, you deal with that. And he wrote to them about some other things, and he's telling them, now get this fixed before I get there so I don't have to come with a rod. Right? See, he is their spiritual father. He is their father in the faith. And in today's society, people think pastors are just hirelings to do their praying and counseling and visitation for them.
That's right.
But no. Leaders, I mean pastors in the church, for example. The pastors are the father and the mother. Right? Yeah, daddy and mama love you. But if you need it, they're going to spank you too. Right? And we live in a society that don't even have that concept. They're like, you ain't got no right to stick your nose in my business. Oh, yeah, they do. Oh, yeah, they do. You got no right to tell me something's right or wrong. Oh, yes, they do. Read the Bible. Get back to the New Testament. See how Paul ministered. Is there a better example than him? Has God changed? Has ministry changed? No, people have changed. The church has backslid in many places, but God hadn't changed. Right? Now, I don't believe. You know, we have a church. And I don't believe in keeping people babies. I believe people ought to learn how to hear from God for themselves.
Amen.
Besides that, I got too much going on.
Yeah.
Tell people what tie they ought to wear and what hairstyle they ought to have. I mean, that's your business.
Yep.
Right?
Amen.
And for the most part, if you're following God, you don't need to hear from me. Did you hear me? But if people are going to yield to the flesh and they're going to yield to the enemy and they're doing things that influence other people in the church, then it is not okay for me to know it and just watch it destroy people while I stand by and do nothing. I have a responsibility. I'll answer for that. Did you hear me? I've had people in the church before, you know, they want to run stuff and they want to do this and they want to do that. And I've had to tell them, I told them nice, but I had to say, they said, well, can we do this? Can we do that? And I said, no, no. Well, can we do this? I said, no. Yeah, but what? Surely you're going to let us do this? And I said, no, no. Sometimes people say, well, you know, they're telling me this long spiel and they're going, well, yeah. So you understand? I said, yeah, yeah, I understand. So can we do it? I said, no. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be hard. But sometimes people just, they get upset. They get mad because they want to do what they want to do. Well, you're just quenching the spirit. Whose spirit?
Come on now.
And you watch it. So many of the people are always hollering about, well, you got to let the spirit move. You got to let the, they're talking about, well, that's cold talk. For you got to let me do what I want to do. Hey. Huh? Hey. They know that don't sound right. Uh-huh. So they got to talk about the spirit. The spirit. I guess they think they are the spirit. But I'm going to know you ain't the Holy Ghost. And for somebody to come in and act like they know more about the Holy Ghost than the leaders, how disrespectful is that? They know more about how the services are supposed to go and about how the church is supposed to operate and what's supposed to go in the church and under the church. They know more than the leaders. Man, that's presumptuous. Besides that, who are you? Right? You know, you need to learn that. It's amazing. People can write a book and put three initials on the end of their name and folk think they know something. You know what I mean by that? I mean, and they say, oh, it's a book, you know, hard cover.
Yeah. Well, that brings it up a notch.
Yeah, you need to ask questions. Who is this? Who is this wrote this book? What's their marriage like? What's their kids like? What have they ever built? What have they ever done? Because so many of these folks hadn't done anything. Hadn't done a thing. Except confuse people. You need to ask these kind of questions. And somebody pops up. And they want to correct everybody. They want to show somebody. You got to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Who are you? Who are you? Oh, the Lord sent me here. Did he now? Well, I just talked to him this morning. He didn't say nothing about you coming. See it. Are y'all believing God with me tonight on this? This is important. It's really important. It is so sad that some young pastors and some young leaders of ministry have been so weak and ignorant in these things. There have been people just walking off the street and said, I'm a prophet. Never seen them before. I'm an apostle and the Lord sent me here to straighten this church out. And they go, oh, apostle? There's a prophet. Well, who said they were? They did. That don't mean they are one. You can stand in the garage and say you a car. But that don't make you one. Right? Labels is not what mean everything. And you'll find people who really are the real article, they don't go around brandishing titles.
That's right. Come on with it now.
They're interested in fruit.
That's right.
You understand, if you got a peach tree and it's got great big peaches hanging off of every branch, you do not have to put a big neon sign that says peach tree. This is a peach tree. Right? How you know it's a peach tree? It's peaches. Right? Fruit. How you know somebody's a pastor? Pastor fruit. How you know they're a prophet? Prophet fruit. Apostle, right? Fruit. Fruit. But, you know, anybody that's been in the ministry for any length of time and has been very visible, you know, just in recent times, I've had people come to my place and show up and you know, they're going to tell me how I'm supposed to do it. Well, I want to be open to the Lord using anybody. But at the same time, I know Him too.
Come on now.
Did you hear me? I know Him. And if he told somebody to come and tell me something, I'd know that. Are you with me? I'd know that. You know, this works in business real good. I know a few years ago, a number of friends of mine were real pumped up about a certain investment opportunity that had come up. I got stirred up too. And they said, well, we won't let you in on it. I thought, well, great. So I began to look and see if I could put together a little money and if I could invest and get a part of this thing. Well, how many know you ought to pray it before you just invest?
Yeah.
No matter who's doing it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, we Christians. Uh-oh. What'd you have to bring that up for? I'm serious. What? Because they're trying to prop the deal up. The deal ought to stand on its own merits. Well, we brothers, you know, so you ought to come in. No. And so I was, you know, we were getting ready. I was excited about it like everybody else. And I was getting excited about it. And I asked the Lord the night before we were supposed to meet with the person to invest and to solidify the deal. I'm praying about it that night. And I said, Lord, you know, what about this? And this is what he said to me. I don't mean to hurt a voice, but he said, I haven't said anything to you about them. I thought, well, what does that mean? You know, I haven't said anything to you about them. That is saying something. How many remember Peter on the housetop? You remember he had the vision? And then these four guys showed up at the door. And what did the Holy Ghost say? Go with them, because I have sent them. Right? But what's the Lord saying to me on this? I didn't say anything to you. So what does that mean? Now, are you listening, friends? Are you awake? Listen. What does that? That means I've got no reason to trust them. I don't know them. Yeah, but they said they're Christians. I don't know them. Did you hear me? I've got no reason to trust them. Yeah, but we're brothers, and so-and-so that you do know, they're getting in. So? The Lord has said nothing to me about this. So that is the thing that I do nothing with. Did you hear me? My flesh had kind of got pumped and excited about it, but I had to cool myself off because the Lord's already told me. He said, I didn't say anything to you about that. So that means I got no reason to believe that he sent them or that he's in this. So I backed off. Other people were pumped about it. A lot of people. But I backed off, and in 2 years, it was a mess. Whole deal was a fraud.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Correction, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God who gives me